Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, my friend. How are you doing today on this beautiful, southern, sunny Southern California day? Although, you know, I know you're dealing up there with like poop and needles and crap and homeless people and stuff. But other than that, oh, and dental problems. But other than that, how are you doing?
Other than that, everything is groovy. The summertime is really just about here. Hold on, let me take off my sunglasses. Yeah, I just got back from Texas looking at the eclipse. And then it was looking at, and then all of a sudden I saw a silhouette of Donald Trump's head right there. And then the left went crazy.
I saw a silhouette of Ivanka Trump move across when I was looking. I don't know about you, but yeah.
That's crazy time. Hey, we are recording this on April 10th in the year of our Lord 2024. Thank you all for joining us.
It's great to see you, man. Yeah, it's awesome. And I have a special guest here actually today, which I want to introduce, my brother-in-law, Tom. He's like sitting here with me live in studio. Tom, welcome.
Hey, guys.
Great
good to be
see
here.
You. Great to have you with us. And hey, we're going to go. We got a packed show today, as always. Dave, I know you have like some killer headlines to lead us off. The world is capitulating, as always. What do you got for us?
Well, that's quite the lead. I'll try to match the intensity here.
There you go.
There's always something going on, as always. But hey, let's start off with DJT. So he's out there in Georgia. We always like to let's start the show with a little levity.
Yeah, levity.
Of course, because they could not take the humor of his fantastic memes during the eclipse, which were pretty darn funny, I must say. So he's out there at a fundraiser in Georgia. He goes, hey, why don't I head out? Let's take the firefighters over to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, beautiful.
So all of a sudden, this is like the number one trending video, everybody, is right. Donald Trump is at Chick-fil-A in Georgia where it's run by basically all black females.
Right.
And he's touching the flesh. He's cracking them up. He's ordering sandwiches. He goes, I know this menu better than anybody. I mean, just it really is heartwarming. And one black girl in particular was so overwhelmed. They hugged, you know, they have a nice moment. Right. Hey, we're going to support you, Donald Trump. I mean, can you imagine potato head, empty headed, diaper wearing Joe Biden in a place like that?
Not even close.
He's like, where's the ice cream stand? He'd collapse and fall over.
Not even close, dude. And like, it was an amazing scene, right? Because, I mean, just for background, in case folks or listeners, you know, don't know, I mean, Chick-fil-A is a Christian private family company, amazing company, a lot like In-N-Out here on the West Coast with the burger chain, right? They put little scriptures on the bottom of all the coffee cups. I mean, it's an amazing company.
It's closed on Sunday.
And closed on Sunday, always. In the Southeast, especially. I mean, Chick-fil-A is across the country. My kids love Chick-fil-A, as does DJT, as we learn. But as you said, it's like all young black women working the Chick-fil-A. And guess what? They're Christians. And they love them. And they're coming up. And they're high-fiving. And they're like, we love you, Donald Trump. We love you. And the heads at MSDNC are exploding, right? The Joyanne Reeds, all these people. They cannot, because it doesn't, it runs against their grain, right? They want them on the plantation, which is where they belong from the Democrats' perspective, right? Jim Crow era, etc. They are the ones responsible. But hey, no, we're the ones trying to get you elevated. We're the ones who want you to do other things.
Be free.
No, totally, right? And so they can't have young black women surrounding our current and former president and yelling, we love you," which is what they were doing, which is incredible. Tom, you saw the video.
Oh,
what do you think, man?
I think you're right. I mean, it's incredible that there's an assumption that because you're black in America today that you're going to vote Democratic,
right?
That's a given.
Right.
And I don't think that's the case. I think we're seeing that more and more as we see these things develop.
Absolutely.
We're already predicting. I mean, he was at 12% last time. I mean, some people are saying he's going to be into the 20s.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little more cynical and say maybe the high teens, which is still would be a record breaker for a Republican on a federal election.
Well, and of course, as you know, Dave, we talked with Michelle, there's so many other dynamics happening with 20 million illegals being imported, taking all the black, Hispanic, underclass, all the low, medium income jobs. They're seeing it. They're taking their jobs. They're taking their recreation centers. They're taking their homes. They're using their homes as housing now to house these illegal immigrants in Boston, in New York, in Randall Island, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, and on it goes, and Chicago. And they're getting a belly full of it, right? I mean, they have had, it's up in their grill now. They are like, hey, we're not going to take this anymore. It's kind of like that scene from, for that NBC movie, like that scene, we're at the China syndrome or something. We're not going to take this. We're mad as hell. And we're not going to take this anymore.
Network.
No, they are. They're mad as hell and they are not going to take it anymore. And they are going to come out in the tens of millions and drive over top of the machine cheating, in my view.
Even The Rock said he will no longer support Joe Biden. That was, hey, he's a celebrity, a pretty well-known guy. He said he didn't quite say, "I'm going to pull the plug, pull the pin, excuse me, on DJT," but he said not, he's not supporting Biden. And so at this point, the shrieking level is a 10 out of 10, and they're basically saying, "Hey, we're going to just buy our way out of this." So you saw again that Joe Biden is going to say, "Hey, you know what? All you deadbeat students out there with your millions of dollars of debt, I think he doesn't
I
care that it
agree
might
with
be
you.
overruled." He's, I think at this point now, how many kids still have to pay their college loans back? There's like two. He's like, we got you covered,
He doesn't care.
and meanwhile, the hardworking blue collar stiffs are saying, "Hey, what about me?"
We've been
Right?
through this movie before. He did it again. He did it before. The Supreme Court said no twice. He's still doing it. He's defying the Supreme Court order. He knows he's defying it because he knows he'll get the benefit now with their votes, and he'll deal with the consequences later. This is classic bait and switch democratic tactics. It happens all the time.
Yeah, he just wants the headline. And meanwhile, the clock is ticking on our incredible, what is it now, $1 trillion every 100 days or something
Trillion
insane at this
dollars in
point?
debt every, yeah, we're printing money. I mean, it's a whole nother show. We've covered this topic. We can't get into details today, but I mean, we're literally going into debt every 100 days, another $1 trillion on an already $35 trillion debt. The debt to GDP ratio has never been higher in the history of the country. And you wonder why prices keep getting expensive. You wonder why people, we were talking about this earlier today, Tom, about certain family members, why people can't afford rent to go out and live on their own, even while they have reasonable, good jobs and so forth. Why? They are underwater, baby. They are Russian serfs. I mean, this administration doesn't want you to own anything. Why do you think they like squatting? I put out a social post on this, Dave, on our channel the other day. They love squatting. Why? Squatting is the fundamental right of Marxism. They don't want ownership. You don't own anything. You own nothing. Everything's just sharing. You all share everything. Come and squat. Come and take the house. Doesn't matter. There's no equity. There's no ownership. Nothing.
Hey, everyone, go watch the classic movie Dr. Zhivago. The original squatters were all in Soviet Russia when they basically took destroyed that country. And
Totally.
we see where it's at today. And by the way, the whole thing about Biden thumbing his nose at the Supreme Court, we're looking at $500 trillion, $475 billion for the student debt, and we'll see if it gets shot down. Yeah, and you're right. It seems like, hey, we've been down this road before. My
Been down
God, how
this
many
road,
times? I
seen this
mean,
movie before.
we've seen this movie before. This was pretty funny. I learned, I always like learning. So
Learning's good.
one of the brightest Congress people out there, Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. She's as
Okay.
bright as the bulb, the brightest bulb in the batch. And she said, "What is this about the moon is made out of vapor?" Oh yeah, thank you for that. So she says, you got the energy of the moon at night. You got the full moon going on, and it's made out of gas.
Dave,
So
is she
thank you
the
for
same
that.
congresswoman who said they should blacks shouldn't just have any taxes? Wasn't she the one who said that
Yeah,
as well?
I may be a different
I
way.
think she's the same one who said that.
Although somebody said if you too many people step on an island, it'll tip over. That was another.
Well, that, hey, I mean, if you believe the world is flat, that's
That's
possible.
true.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of world being flat. So we had the problem with the ship banging into the Francis Scott Key Bridge down there in Baltimore,
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
gonna it's and it's already spiraling out of control about how long it's gonna take, and it's just an unbelievable disaster. And we called it pretty quickly that there were some
We did.
shenanigans afoot. Eco-terrorism, anybody? Electronic surveillance, or however you want to call it. Somebody kind of piping in
Yeah, the
with
CCP assets took over the
we
GPS
I'm
control
not.
systems of that ship and ran into the bridge.
Right. Okay, I'm not going to come right out and say it was the
I will.
CCP. Okay, good. But I will say that it was. So there's now another one, and no one's talking about it. Did you hear about this? So on
Verrazano
Friday,
Narrows, New York City.
Staten Island near Staten Island and Bayonne, New Jersey, a giant ship all of a sudden right next to a bridge, almost the same scenario near the Veranzo
Yes, the
Narrows
Verrazano.
Bridge.
Verrazano Bridge, which is one of the most important crossings from the mainland to
So
Manhattan.
more than me then on that,
100%.
but
It's one of like five major infrastructure bridges connecting
it
Manhattan to the
lost
mainland.
power again. When I say lost,
What a shocker. Doesn't this story sound familiar, Dave? Lost power just minutes away from when it was actually about to hit the main support structure of the bridge. Funny how that works. And the
I
only reason they got control is because that's one of the few bridges where they actually have Coast Guard right
Tugboats too,
there,
and
and they had like
tugboats, yeah.
seven tugboats
Yeah.
immediately on every side of that vessel, making sure that it did not hit the support structure.
I guess sometime back in Arkansas, another barge was hit by almost hit a bridge. So it's now we've had three. We had one actually hit, then we've had two others on March 30th, and now this one on April 5th. I'm sensing a trend. So, if nothing else, they are testing the water. The CCP and their allies are testing the water of how much damage they can do to us.
No, I think you got to agree. You're onto something really smart there, Dave. And the whole thing of the testing the waters is exactly the right. You think this is child's play. This is like first inning stuff. This is like making sure their strategy works, and it does work. This is nothing compared to what we're going to see 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now.
Speaking of diaper wearing presidents, how dare he tell Israel how to conduct a war?
Oh my
So this
God, dude, can you believe this? Tom and I were just talking about this over lunch today. I mean, can you believe this, dude? Can you believe it?
And you can
Why are
and you
85% of American liberals, Jewish liberals, voting for this guy?
dude.
Why, Dave, you tell me. You have some connection to that area, right?
Because I
Like you're
live, I
from,
used to live in
right?
West LA.
Well, you have some quasi-Jewish background, don't you?
Yes,
Something?
there was
Did
a
you like
Levi
wear
part of
one
my
of
family.
those monikas on your head or whatever they're
It's
called?
because the Israelis that live in Israel, the Jewish people that live in Israel, are far different than the Jewish people
Okay.
that put ideology above religion.
That I
It's
get.
just as clear as day when you've got
So basically, the
Spielbergs of the
OBJs
world
in the
and so
United
on
States are
who,
basically just hardcore lefties. I mean, it's not.
But here's the other thing, Frank. I want to get your two
Yeah,
cents on this.
please do.
So, in that phone call, remember, Potato Head called Netanyahu about a week ago, and we knew there was some pressure put on.
He
But
said,
I
back off.
obviously this was a lot of pressure because just 2 days ago, the
We should have heard
IDF has
this.
pulled out, except for one area, they pulled back
Out of
from
Rafah.
Gaza, which I'm
No,
not.
look, he pulled out of Rafah, which was like the Gaza. The Hamas has four brigades left in southern Gaza in the Strip, right? In Rafah, which is the city, the border city, which is right on the Egyptian Gaza border. Now, they could go down and basically bomb the crap out of all those tunnels or flood them, which is what they should have done from the beginning. They have the technology to do that, but they chose not to. And then Biden shot over the bow. Don't do this. We need to build some infrastructure support, some humanitarian support, and all the rest of it. And hey, I don't think people know this, but Israel gets like 75% of their arms from the United States.
That's right,
So
see.
if I mean, they can keep going to a certain extent, but then they can't because they just run out of stuff, if you know what I mean. So he has to kind of listen. Now, look, he did come out though, I think today or yesterday, and say, thanks, Joe, for that advice. But hey, by the way, there's a date on the calendar, Mr. and Mrs. Hamas, where we're coming after you. And he kind of laid down that marker, I think, today or yesterday. So I think he's basically saying, thanks, Joey. Keep your diaper on. Appreciate the support. Not, but, we're going to come down and,
Take care of business.
special forces and take care of all that. Now, I don't think spec forces personally, after talking to some of my friends who do this kind of stuff, can take care of that number of people. But we'll see. Time will tell. Bottom line is they're losing the communications war. They're losing, that is the Israelis. They're losing the optical war. They have to finish this off. And I mean quickly, like in the next 30 days, they have to do it.
Well, I tell you, another consideration to think about is, our election in November. So is Netanyahu going to want to like dial it down a notch or
No,
two
no, the opposite.
until Trump is back in the office?
Yeah, I think the opposite. I think just because Biden's basically a lame duck. Dial it up, finish the job, get it done by the summer, spring, late spring, finish it off. That's it. He can get some arms from Korea or, South Africa or some other place.
I guess.
Maybe Elon
Well,
Musk.
yeah, I'm not quite sure how they're going to do that, but well, we'll see what happens. I mean, as it now sits now, though, and we're still building that ridiculous. Why are we feeding the Palestinians who hate us, who want our death? And just speaking of that, real quick, did you see the video in Michigan of it's now out in the public? The pro-Hamas,
Oh, sure.
the
Death to
Muslims are now
America.
basically saying, "Hey, death to America!" Right out the open in Michigan now. So there you
So
go,
look, you
people.
can January 6th, you can be a patriot on the Capitol grounds, sanctioned protest. They had a permit. It turned into a riot. Yes, they were walking around. They were arrested, charged, and are spending years in prison for misdemeanors. But if you're in Detroit, and you're a radical Muslim, Sharia sect, Palestinian, you can chant death to America and you can walk through the halls of Congress unabated. No problem.
Yeah, that's where we're
That's
at
where we're
now.
at. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's
So
it.
for all you left-wing women who out there are so supportive of these poor victimized people, yeah, wait till Islamic law takes over where you
Oh,
live.
yeah,
You're
100%. Yeah, I
going
got
to
some
be
news for the gays for Palestine.
yeah.
Get over there to Gaza and check it out. Why don't you guys just go over there and see how they would treat you? See how they would treat you.
Yeah, I don't
Not so
think that
good. Not so good.
I don't think that whole my body, my choice is going to fly very long when you
Yeah.
got the
Yeah.
Islamic
Excuse me.
flag.
Excuse me. Wait, 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 wait. Excuse me. What? What? Okay. Yeah. Not so well. Not so well.
They still haven't learned. The left-wing women that are going crazy in this country are still they're still in a delusional land, right? Fairyland.
Totally.
Hey, this scumbag Brian Harrison, can we talk about this guy? And I know we want to hit the FISA thing too.
Yeah, let's do it after, yeah.
But real quick. So the scumbag, who knows who this guy is sleeping with? So he was the CEO of Solyndra. That was that green energy company
Sure.
that we gave him. Well, Barack Obama did, took our taxpayer money, $500 million. Gee, what a shock. Went bankrupt in like 2 years. Yeah,
Right.
thanks for a great investment there, Obama. So now this guy is running. And it's amazing how this all connects, dude. They crop up like little weasels.
Yeah,
Now,
locals.
Taiwan Semiconductor, TSMC, very well-known company,
Sure.
their Arizona subsidiary,
Yeah.
okay, for some reason, we can connect the dots. This same scumbag, Brian Harrison, is now going to manage,
Yeah.
and he's going to get $6.6 billion of our United States taxpayer money to
That's
build a
right.
factory in
That's right.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Now, do we want to have semis built in this country? Yes,
Yes,
but
of
what
course.
this is called crony capitalism at its finest. It's like this.
Yeah.
Why is our government sticking its
Yeah,
nose in
look,
this
I mean,
stuff?
David, very simply, it's the combination of crony capitalism, but you're right. The overriding strategic issue here is that we do want these chips built in America, so we're not reliant on one island for 80% of our semiconductor chips, which is what's the case now with Taiwan. And as soon as China takes over Taiwan, we're screwed. So the United States is trying to basically onshore a lot of chip production. And yes, there's going to be folks who do get a couple of bucks on the side as a result of that. I hate to say this, but if I had to make a choice, I would err on the side of, national security here. We do have to make sure chips are produced on shore because Taiwan is going to get taken over.
Yeah, I don't like him being ahead of this though. He's a real weasel,
Yeah.
and I don't like the fact that it's that much taxpayer money. It's like, hey, give him a tax
Yeah,
breaks. Get
no,
get
I
this
get
must be
it. It's that's
another
annoying.
way for that to happen.
Yeah,
And
I get
plus,
it.
it's Taiwan Semi. It's not even Intel. Can we have can we give a bunch of money to a U.S. company to build this
And
plant?
for those,
I
and
guess
by the way,
not.
this is a quick little aside for those who are listening to our show who are 55 and older. The guy who came up with Taiwan Semiconductor, the chairman of the board, the guy in charge of the company, the founder of the company, he started the company when he was 55 years old. 55, double nickel. So for a big shout out for all these who are listeners out there who are thinking, well, I'm thinking about retiring. I don't know what I should do. My career is almost over. This dude started one of the most important companies in the world at 55.
Yeah, no, it's a great company. I just, spread the wealth around, maybe. Yeah. Hey, this is important. Let's end the show with this important story about the FISA Act. So,
Finally, yeah.
the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for some reason, with all the things going on in the world, Speaker Mike Johnson, I would think he'd want to, oh, I don't know, help us, crack down on the border, do something about all the fentanyl coming on, contain the budget. But no, he's trying to get past this thing.
Yeah.
So 19 House Republicans sided with Democrats, and so it was defeated, is the bottom line. So
Yeah.
the question of the day is this: why is Mike Johnson wanting this thing to be renewed since it's
Yeah.
about ready to expire? I don't get it.
It's a great question. And just for folks' background, so folks understand, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, this was the legality. This comes out of the Patriot Act after 9/11. And this basically allowed for warrantless wiretapping of anybody, anywhere. That includes American citizens who get caught up in these sweeps. And it allows the FBI and others to do warrantless wiretapping, of which we've now seen about 300,000 US citizens over the last 3 years have been swept up in these warrantless wiretaps. So why is the so-called Republican Party head right? Why is the speaker trying to push this through? It's a bit of a mystery. It's interesting that, it's probably pretty not surprising. The congressman basically put in a two-sentence appendix to this bill saying basically Congress people were, not subject to this bill. So any of them, right? So I think that's a piece, but it did fail. And I think that's, it's important because that, if the state, any state, if this is, I use that term in parentheses, if the state, the federal government wants to wiretap you, they have to get a warrant from a judge, from a federal judge. That is how the Constitution works. They can't just use FISA as an end around. That is how Obama, that is how Russiagate 1 and 2, that's how all of it happened. In the beginning, with Obama and the cronies using the Patriot Act, essentially, so we cannot allow this to pass in its current form. It has to be modified, and we've talked about this on many previous shows. So I'm glad it's stopped for now. But hey, look, this is the global uniparty. This is not Republicans and Democrats, Dave. You said, 19 sided with this and that. It's one party, and I come back to that point all the time. There's America first, and there's everybody else. There's not three parties. There's not two parties. There's America first, and there's a global uniparty. And once you start seeing the world through that prism, you'll be a lot smarter.
And of course, Trump was opposed to the reauthorization because it was used to spy on him. Well, yeah, obviously,
exactly.
So we know where he stands. Exactly. Well, hey, that's great. So hey, ask your friend there, Tom. Hey, yeah. Ask him what he thinks of California.
Yeah, so Tom, you're out here visiting, you're here for a few days, you're hanging out, it's your first day here. Mm-hmm. What are general takeaways, impressions? You live on the East Coast, so just general takeaways, impressions of the West Coast.
So, love the weather. The weather's great.
Yeah.
Not so great of the politics. I'm not not great a fan of the things that are going on here.
Right.
And not a fan of your governor. I'm sorry to say that.
Oh,
I do like our governor. Sure. I'm from the state of Virginia.
And that, so Youngkin?
Youngkin. Yeah. Got a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, he's good.
And but I want to say one thing that you guys have really. I'm a regular listener of your podcast.
Thank you.
Of course, and I do like the fact that you guys help me kind of construct a filter or a lens or a way of looking at news that comes across in a certain way that helps bring sense to it, brings clarity to what's going on in the world. And if you're not careful, you'll drift into the filter that the mainstream media wants you to see.
Right.
And so I appreciate you guys bringing me back to something that brings some real clarity and understanding about what really is going on each and every day. So thank you guys, sir, for this.
No, I appreciate it. Great to have you on the show today, Tom. And thank you, Dave. Anything else to wrap up?
I love that. We've always, I think it was from one of our very early on, was the things we've talked about was the media controlling the narrative and how we really try to clear away the cobwebs and see things in a true reality. You know, the truth shall set you free over and over and over. And I love being more clear about things. It was clarity to it. So that's
100%.
Important.
And like I always say, and I'll finish off with this, the only difference, when we started the show 3 years ago, the only difference between people who called me, the only difference between conspiracy theories and the truth is time.
Perfect.
Think about it, right? Dave, great to see you this week. Tom, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And folks, thanks for listening to our show. We love the fact that you tune in today. And don't forget to share us on all your favorite podcast platforms of choice. We are out there everywhere. I think over a dozen platforms now. And coming in pretty hot on social media. We are on all the usual channels, Twitter, Getter, Gab, MeWe, Truth Social. We are at Rant and Rave 1776. And Dave and Tom, we'll see you down the road on the right side.